My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda is pretending she is somebody she is not. Is that really bad? Listen and enjoy.
All right. So when we last left with my current girlfriend, the girl I love, Belinda. Belinda and I had a very serious conversation last time. Do you guys remember what that was about?
You bet getting married.
No, we've already had that. We were getting biblical.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
We were talking about God. Because there's nothing more that I like to do than talk to somebody who's full of shit about how much they love love God. I feel like I'm in church.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about God. So here we are. This is March 12th. A couple of days have passed. I see she's online. I go, "Hi, stranger." She goes, "Hi, stranger." I go, I guess you were a busy girl yesterday. She goes, "Not really. Just didn't have airtime." I go, "Oh, sometimes my jealousy gets the better of me." Mm-hmm. She goes, "So you were jealous? Do you have any reason to be? Or you just missed me?" I go, "I miss you, and I have an active imagination. Whether I have reason to be, only you know for sure." She goes, "Well, you have no reason to be. I also miss you, but it was beyond my control." I go, "We are an ocean apart. You have a whole country of guys, not to mention your ability to find people on the internet."
You're accusing again, good boy.
I'm not accusing. I'm just stating, Joe. I don't accuse. I go, it is just hard. Plus, I never know how you even have money to talk to me. So my imagination gets the best of me.
Oh.
This is a very poor girl. Yet she could talk to me 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
But in her defense, I am worth it. even Flory knew that.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, once in a while. She goes, "Well, you know, I sew occasionally, and because I love, I find ways to get airtime just to talk to you." I go, "I hope you're not doing something bad to get the money to talk to me. I don't want you to do that. This is so hard sometimes. I do not want my girlfriend to sin. I think we've established that."
Yes.
She goes, "Well, I'm not. I would rather go hungry than do anything bad to get money, except lie, cheat, manipulate. But, you know, really." Semantics.
Fine.
Pretending I'm somebody I'm not? Is that really bad?
It's called the girlfriend experience.
Yeah, it really is.
You write it off as that.
She goes, "Well, I'm not, but I'd rather go hungry than do something." I go, okay, well, I don't want you to go hungry. I don't want you to put yourself in a bad situation. I don't want you to have to ask guys for money. Hopefully soon we will have a better way. I'm looking forward to seeing the outfits you made for Rita's family. Remember she went to the funeral and made outfits for them?
Right,
yeah.
Right. And she's got to make you a pair of socks, right? Look,
yes, she does.
Red.
Red, yes, very good, Pip Helix. I go, "I'm also looking forward to seeing my beautiful girl in a bikini." I'm supposed to get those bikini shots. She goes, "Hold on.
You can knit that, too."
I've seen a knit bikini. That works. I don't give
a
shit. What the hell? Whatever. I don't care. She goes, "Hold on." I go, last time you said that, you were gone for the day. She goes, "Promise I'll be back." I ask her where she's going. She had to bathe Kasha. That's her daughter. I go, "Okay, why didn't you say that?" She goes, "Had to go. It's getting late. She has to do that before sleeping." I go, "Okay, nobody likes a dirty girl." Now getting a big girl dirty is a whole different subject, and I give her a little winky smiley face. I'm a creep. She goes, "Some guys have sent me friend requests." I go, "Which Facebook page? Do you know them?" Because remember, she has the one page where I'm her only friend, and then there's the real page. Yes. She goes, "This one, I don't know them." I go, "That's odd. What are you going to do?" She doesn't want to accept them. Yeah, well, because I got a hands full. How much more work can this girl do? I go, "So then don't. Do you want to send me a link to their profiles? Sometimes I can tell if people are shady by checking a few things out." It's amazing how good I am at that. Let's see. Where is it? I'm trying to find where I was. She goes, "My phone can't do that now. Maybe I can go to the cafe." I ask her if they're from Ghana. She goes, "Nope, they're not from Ghana. One is Rector Radio Man. It's actually Actor Radio Man. That was on my friends list. That was he was from the radio. He still is on my friends list. That was the radio station Joe got us fired from immediately. She tells me that she's getting these Facebook friend requests.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't know them. I ask her if she's going to accept them. She doesn't want to. So I said, send me the links in their profiles. And I told her sometimes I can tell if people are shady by checking a few things out.
This is interesting that she's asking you to check out the people that are checking.
Well, I offer, but you want to know right what Pip? You're right. It is kind of interesting that she's telling me about this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I told you, we're together. We're in love. I don't know why you guys are so skeptical. you guys just don't appreciate what me and my beautiful princess have.
Yeah, funny.
I guess not.
Yeah.
So, she says she can't do it now, maybe when she goes to the cafe. I ask her if they're from Ghana. I said, no, they're not. She goes, no, they're not from Ghana. One is Recto Radio Man. Another one is another guy. Now, Recto Radio Man, so I looked him up very quickly. I looked him up quickly. And then I asked her, I asked, does she mean Atka Radio Man? And that's what she meant, and she says, one of my mutual friends. Now, Atka Radio Man was one of my friends who, he owned the station that Joe got us fired from.
Really?
So he sent her a friend request, and the other guy, who I guess is his friend, sent her a friend request. I tell her who I know who Atko is. I go, ignore them. I go, sometimes people just troll lists to get more friends. That's how you found me, and that has been nothing but trouble, LOL. She goes, I do not even talk to him. I go, they must have seen your pretty face and wanted to get to know you. And I go, I think it's this guy Alan was trolling Liz. She goes, okay, do you know Atko personally? I go, yes, but we really do not talk. Why do you ask? Thanks, Joe. So she says she's just curious. I go, I had a girl from Kenya friend request me yesterday, and that's true. I just wished her a happy birthday. She goes, wow, did you accept it? I go, yeah, kind of have to since I'm a public figure and don't want to be known as a dick. I accepted you, didn't I?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.